Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. I'm Jake.
And I am Josh.
And today we have a very special tiny little Bobo episode for you. We got a Christmas present from Gary Bingaman, and I am so excited to open it. So we're just going to do like a live unboxing. Normally this would be better served in video form, but we're a podcast, so this is what you're going to get.
This is going to be just a lot of us in the heater on.
Okay, so a couple things. We are standing up with the mics pointed at us, but not necessarily in our face. So I'm going to adjust the audio. Hopefully it sounds fine. Also, before we open this up, Gary, two things. Great use of duct tape.
A little overzealous use of duct tape.
And number two, you have lovely penmanship.
It is nice. I was looking at it earlier, and I was like, I should make a font out of that.
Right?
But then I remembered I don't know how to do that.
Just Google it.
I could trace them in Illustrator and then just use the letters where needed.
Yeah. Boom. All right. This is a lot. It's a lot of duct tape.
There's also no Z on there. Or Q. A lot of letters missing. Anyway, cut it open.
Look, we'll just email him. Be like, hey, write down every letter. Where does it start? Where does the... There it is. Oops. Started there. Oh god.
Did he tape it on the inside too?
No, it's just several layers. Cause like this is it's like a pocket to keep the address plate thing on.
But it has duct tape underneath it. Sealing it shut.
How did you get inside of it, Gary? Okay.
Oh lordy.
Okay, we got a letter. Look, there's so many letters here.
Oh yeah.
I don't think there's a Z, but there might be like a 2. Put a line through it.
It's fine. We'll
figure okay. It out. To the Morphin Grid. Just a simple thank you for all your hard work. I truly look forward to each episode, and it never fails to make me smile. My only complaint is that I can't talk back. keep it up, and may the power protect you, Gary. P.S. Selfish request. Can you open the 2 small wrapped gifts on air? Thanks. Yes.
We're opening the whole box thing on air.
Also, thank you very much. That's super nice. That makes me feel like what we do is important.
Yeah, maybe we can figure out a way to get Skype to work on a podcast.
Yeah, I
know you can.
I know you can. I'm going to email somebody that does another podcast that is exclusively through Skype. And be, how do you do it? And then, so we might be able to keep that in your pockets.
Right.
Also, okay, first thing is this giant book. That 7-Up presents Power Rangers Live.
Is this a program?
This is a program for Power Rangers Live.
What?
This is insane. This is where did you get this?
were you there?
Were you here? Look at how shiny his, like, all of Tommy's stuff is.
He's very glittery gold.
That's because, like, the stage lights are really bright, so, like, they'll reflect better on the gold than if it was just, like, solid. Like, if it was glittery, it breaks it up. Same reason why they, in every movie, if it's at night, look at the streets. It's always just rained.
Why don't they do this anymore? I would go to this.
Because Saban is the cheapest man alive.
All the time.
Look at, okay,
look
so.
Look at the putty.
These putties look bananas. These are not.
They're terrifying.
These are better than what they got on the show. Squat's a little more menacing. Babu's face is not a human face. So that's kind of cool. Lumitor. These putties are baller. These I'm going to cool take putties. A bunch of pictures of this. I might just like scan every page and put it up. I'd be like, look, internet, look at this cool thing. Look at these putties. Is that a girl? That is a girl playing Trini. That's good. Thank you for that. Also, you don't really get high-resolution pictures of their suits ever anywhere. Right. So, like, looking at their helmets is really awesome. Look at that.
Yeah, no, they have the best suits.
Yeah. They are pretty awesome.
Because we looked up all the Sentai suits, right?
Yeah.
These ones are the best.
Especially the ones before it. Like, the next closest ones of the ones that came before G-Ranger is
Because the
Mask
helmet,
Man.
The helmets are, like, a weird minimalist abstract enough to where they're cool. And then the the suits are just, they look like superhero suits.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be too much.
Okay, this is awesome. This is a great way to start this thing. Look at Alpha. Even Alpha looks good.
Yeah, I mean, they got that big budget stage show. They
got that stage production money.
Okay.
Okay, so now we got a layer of tissue paper.
Oh.
What the banana?
Good lord. Oh,
no.
There's a lot of stuff in here, you guys.
Oh my god. Did you just like have this stuff?
He just sent us a Saba.
There's a Saba in here. This is exactly the same one that I used to have this. That was on the box. It had like a guy.
Swinging it out so that you could tell.
Oh my god. Gary. You are the man. Look at this. Look at this little dummy.
Are the discs for this in here?
I don't know. There's a lot of lightning bolts. Pew. Look at that. Is that one? There's
cards.
Look at this. This is my favorite thing.
Open these up.
Look at this. Look at this little dummy.
I love little dummy plastic/rubber toys.
Look at this little idiot. I love them. I love them so much. These are the
ones we were trying to find, weren't they?
Are they?
The little blind bag ones. I think
they are. No, these look 2009. So yeah, these were those ones that we were trying to find a couple years ago.
And we got black, green, and pink are in here that I can see so far.
And then, like, these, I had 1 million of these things. Here's a King Sphinx that I used to have.
These cards are like these little info cards. And they feel like they were cut out of cereal boxes.
They definitely were.
Or maybe the back of a toy package.
I had this King Sphinx.
That's awesome. This is all really awesome.
Okay, and we got an Alpha in the box. Every time I move something, there's just more and more treasure in here. Is this just a bunch of Power Ranger comics? Or Power Rangers magazine? What is Power Rangers magazine?
I don't know.
There's so many in here.
This little baggie has pogs in it. Or these might be the discs for that Jason shooter. Let me see if they fit.
They look a little thin to be... I think those would be...
They're definitely pog-shaped. In that they are round pieces of cardboard. Oh, they're too big for the little shooter.
Those are pogs.
Yep, they're just pogs.
I am not a fan of pogs. I'm going to go on record saying
there's also a Green Ranger coin in there.
Yeah, check that out. I think it's a little too small to fit in the new Warpers, but still, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. There's like 20 issues of this.
Look at this grumpy putty.
That's one of the putties whose friends just walked in the desert. They were bros.
I miss my friends.
I am going to go through every single one of these magazines. Look at all these.
Where do you get this stuff?
I don't know.
Is this all, like, club member stuff?
I don't remember. We got a...
Oh, look at all these trading cards.
Oh, man.
With more pogs.
More pogs.
These are the Power Coin pogs.
All right, and then we got a... Looks like a... Oh, man, there's a tiny, like, children's chapter book. Called It's Morphin Time. I am going to read this. Not on the air. Maybe I'll do a dramatic reading for a bonus. Who knows? I feel like I've accidentally committed to doing that. There is... Yes, I... Okay.
It's the Hi-Five VHS tape.
What else is on there? It's usually two episodes.
And it looks rewound.
It's very thoughtful. Is it just Hi-Five? It can't just be Hi-Five.
That's all it says.
That's Billy from the Unaired Pilot.
That is also Jason from the Unaired Pilot. And possibly Kimberly from the Unaired Pilot.
Not Trini from the Unaired Pilot.
She wasn't in it.
That's not Audrey Dubois. All right. A lot of little, like, busts. There's an unopened Alpha, like, little figure. Standee guy. All right, let's see if we can find these wrapped presents.
I don't... Oh, they're in here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
They're hidden under this treasure trove of things.
It's like, oh, there's two wrapped gifts in there. They're under a bunch of awesome things.
All right. They look similar. We'll just open them at the same time.
All right, we are opening them now.
Oh, lordy.
What? We're standing right next to each other, and I'm trying to, like, not look at him until I can. What? No.
Yeah.
What?
So what they are is two trading cards autographed by Austin St. John in sweet little plastic cases that I need to find some of. Because I have a Green Ranger card autographed by Jason David Frank. I need to get in one of these.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is real cool.
Okay, there's a Power Rangers word puzzle. Clue, weather forecaster. Answer on number 105. And then the answer to number 129 is hypodermic. I think this one is motor.
I have 104, so I can't answer yours.
Maybe
my answer's on 128. Maybe it's in one of these.
Maybe it's in one of these cards over here. This is amazing.
This is really cool. This is going right on my shelf next to the Jason David Frank card.
That is fantastic. What's yours?
It's all five of them fighting Goldar on some structure.
That looks like a playground.
That is a playground.
And we are noted fans of playground fights. I think that is, like... This is amazing.
We're going to have to sort through this.
Yeah, every time I look in...
All of the Rangers from those goofy little blind boxes are in here.
There's little plastic busts of, like, I think most of the Rangers. Those go on shampoo.
They go on top of shampoo.
They went on shampoo. Oh, this is amazing. There's a Trini. These are all super cool looking, too.
Yeah.
I love when things are like, here's a tiny dummy baby version of a thing, and their hands are huge, and their feet are huge, and everything else is little.
Yeah, this is like Power Rangers Mega Men.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm dropping them all over the place. I'm the worst.
Let's see. I think... No, there's all of them. There's all five.
Yeah, they're all in there, as far as I can tell. And Zed was in there somewhere,
yeah, and Zed,
too.
So they got someone to fight.
Just bumped the mic, I'm sorry.
That's fine. We're excited.
There's a little King Sphinx.
Yeah, I used to have... I probably still do at my parents' house. I had 11 different versions of King Sphinx for every size. What is that?
It's just a little Green Ranger playing his flute.
I'm very excited about this Austin St. John thing. I need to get, like, a shelf.
Nuts.
Now,
I said shelf, I meant my nightstand, because I don't have a shelf that all this stuff is on right now, but that's really cool.
It's Kimberly Pog.
There's a lot of cards in there.
There's a lot in here. I bet
the answers are in there.
Okay, answer... Oh, here's number 129.
I need 128 for my answer.
Well, the answer to this card is on the Austin St. John sign card that I got. The answer is hypodermic. What's the clue is type of needle. I don't know how that relates to Power Rangers, but, like, that's fine. I don't know how that answers that question.
I don't know how long ago these were signed. We're definitely going to tweet Austin St. John.
Be like, what, we have things now?
Thank you for signing these cards. They were just gifted to us, and they are awesome.
They are amazing. Okay. But just, oh man, there's an even tinier, dummy babier version of Billy doing little poop squats.
Is this from, like, one of those Max Mini Morpher that opens up into a fight set?
The Polly Pocket?
Yeah.
And it was called Mighty Max. Max Mini was a wrestler.
Max Mini was a wrestler. It was definitely Mighty Max.
Well, this is absolutely amazing, Gary.
Yeah, we're going to have to get it all sorted out.
Yeah.
Take a lot of pitches, get them up on the Tumblr.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Look at that Zed. Oh, he's still got...
He's still got a brain stinging out.
All his muscles. Well, thank you so much, Gary. I think we're going to wrap up because, like, I could just end up being in here for a very long time just looking at these. Got, like, a little squat with lipstick on. Like, I used to think, like, when I found out that there was a Sentai... Because, like, look at this. That's lipstick.
Yeah, sure.
It looks like it's supposed to be lips, but it's lipstick.
It's lipstick.
Like, it looks, so I was like, oh, maybe Squat's a girl in the Japanese show when I was, like, 12 or whatever when I found out.
Right.
And then we watched Like a year ago, we watched his first one. It's like the gruffest dude. He's like, and like, that's not a girl.
Oh.
It's not a dude. It's not a dude, bro.
It's Green Rangers. Killer.
Look at. They're all killer. All of these things are killer. Everything in this box is killer. And then, do these all. These are all the same, too. These all go to the same set.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, we're going to message you on Facebook.
Fine. Yeah, I don't think we can really thank you yes. enough for this. This is awesome.
Yeah, and we are definitely looking at – we had a one-year anniversary coming up in like a month-ish, a little over a month, a little under a month, 13th, I think. It's on the calendar. I don't remember. But we're going to try to do a Google Hangout / Skype call thing. Worst-case scenario, we'll all watch – 5 episodes of Green with Evil, and we'll like live stream it and then turn that into an episode somehow. That's a plan I had.
All right.
So
that's a long episode.
Yeah, it's anniversary. It's a season premiere.
It's like 3 hours. It's almost 3 hours.
No, it's not. It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
It's probably going to add up closer to an hour and 50 minutes.
I mean, with us, yeah. Okay. Guys, we're going to have a lot of pictures for this to show you how cool Gary is. If you want to follow Gary on Twitter, it's Dork Knights. Knights as in of the round table.
Knight.
So 2 Ks. Dork Knight. Gnome name Knorm. That was a bad joke, and I apologize. Look at this Goldar. This Goldar's even got accoutrements.
Yeah, man.
This putty has the...
Golem hands.
He's got the big old golem hands and the morpher... The putty morpher belt coaster.
Sure.
All right.
That's a way to describe
that's
that.
That's a way to describe that. Is there another episode on this?
It doesn't say.
No, this this literally describes the entire episode start to finish.
Yeah, look, though. It's not long.
No.
I think it's just that episode.
I could have sworn. 25
minutes.
That's just the one episode.
Yep.
I could have sworn that these always had two on them.
Also, this weird Animorphs.
I love that.
Trini to Sabertooth Tiger Zord.
I love this.
It's pretty cool.
I love everything about this. All right. We're done. We're wrapping up. Or else we'll keep talking about it until we die. And no one will ever hear this because we'll just die standing in place.
Who's going to edit and upload it?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Thank you very much, Gary. You're the man. You're the best in the world.
And
Morphin Grid out. May the power protect you, Gary. I wish I had a cooler one. But that seems to be a consensus for a sign off. Okay, we're done.
Alright, yes. Bye everybody.
Bye, thank you.